Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Now Sabbath Online Ministry Hour. And I say hour because most of the time it's like 30 minutes. But the format is the first 30 minutes, it's a spoken word. And then the next 15 is the opportunity for people to make comments, ask questions, or engage with the messenger. And that's how we proceed. That's why it says 60 minutes. And most of the times it's 30 minutes because if people don't call in, people who are listening, I know we have listeners out there listening via computer, then that means that they cannot call in and engage live or in person. They can do it via email. I did put text phone out there, and I got text from China, text from China, Great Britain, and it was one other text that I received. So I just wanted to thank everybody for tuning in and making this ministry hour a success. As we begin today, we're going to talk about patience. This ministry hour is applied theology, applied, how to take the word, apply it to your everyday decision-making process. And forgive me, my allergies seem to be post nasal drip, brother. It's coming down. Since I've been going to chiropractor this year, I have yet to have to take any allergy medicine, nasal spray or pill form. But today, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a little worse because of the rain. I was out at the soccer game. I coach soccer on Saturday mornings as well. And that's my giving back to our young people as a result of the coming of the Savior, his death and resurrection. He left us a manual to follow. And that's what one of the areas that I have been working in for the last 40 plus years, I guess. So, but now, because it really started before I left college, I went to HBCU, Livingstone College, and there was a group of us from there who was part of the North Carolina Volunteers. And on Saturdays, we would go to different places and work with our youth. I had completely forgotten that. But that's neither here nor there right now. Today, we're going to talk about patience. Patience. And we're going to, the scripture, one of them is these. It's going to be Proverbs 14, verse 29. I'll read that one. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered, folly. Think about it as we go in prayer. And that's the A part of that scripture is what we're going to deal with. Whoever is patient has great understanding. Almighty, everlasting Creator, we come to you now. We come to you seeking that quiet place where we can hear what your word has to say to us today. Let your Holy Spirit speak through me, and let your Holy Spirit lead me into all truth. Let your Holy Spirit go forth and touch those who are listening. We listen by phone, who listen by computer, and who call and who download this program later on, and let your Holy Spirit continue to be alive in it. And oh God, help us to speak truth to power so that people will be able to use something that they heard today in their decision-making process. In the name of your beloved Son, the Messiah, who we are waiting now for his return. In his name we pray. Amen. Patience. Patience. That is the word for the day. And the scripture to indicate that people who have patience, they develop an understanding. And that is so very true. Patience, and how does that fit in our daily decision-making process? I can talk about me, not being arrogant, but I can talk about me and not worry about anybody getting upset. I learned patience whenever in 1960, I had to learn patience. And that had to do with the fact that I got electrocuted and had to have an amputation. I had to learn how to lean on the word. And by leaning on the word, I was able to come into a level of understanding of how I could live my life with being different from other people, especially at 16 years old. And that was the first challenge that I had in terms of patience. And the next challenge has to do with a process that going when you go through with loved ones who are sick and loved ones who are incapable of really responding. And also whenever you're dealing with something that will you are fearful of in the first place. And that was one. And the other one was, if we go back before that one, one of my sons, our thing was to put him in God's hand. And it is hard to be patient, y'all, real hard to be patient, because every time you do something like that, and what is it? You expect what? Put a dollar in the machine and you expect a candy bar. Well, that's one of the ways now that we have come to see the Creator. Now, when we have the Word, and the Word says, according to the Messiah who spoke it, he said, by his stripes we are healed. Well, what happens is, when do we want our healing? We want it now. We pray, we ask God for it, and when? Now. And what happens when it doesn't come now? Doubt comes in. And why does doubt come in? Because we do not understand the process. We don't realize that prayer, our prayer requests and miracles and all of that, the signs and wonders, is a process. And lots of times when we ask for something, I'm just dealing with healing right now. When we ask for healing and it doesn't happen when we want it to happen, we start doubting it. And what happens then? Because we doubted it, then it doesn't really materialize because you turn it off. It's just like you go to the sink and you turn on your water fountain. Your water faucet now in the kitchen, you turn that on and you expect water to come out of it. And if water doesn't come out of the meal, what do? Turn it off and you go somewhere else. Or you stand there and say a few choice words is not going to make a difference to that faucet in terms of whether the water going to come out of it or not. And all of those things that you do, that in essence, it sort of puts you back. It takes you out of the running for that particular petition that you have placed to come into reality. And the last one of the week, I wound up with, I woke up and I was real dizzy and couldn't really walk straight. So first thought was, maybe you're having a stroke or a heart attack. So what do? I pray. I pray the prayer that Jesus, and I stood on the word, and it says, Jesus said, by his stripes we are healed. So I kept saying that and not just saying that word, I said, I gave thanks and praise for the healing because of what the word had said. And as I finally, it took forever, like for them to get here to take me. So I got my son and he drove me to the hospital. And it was interesting. Now the question becomes, you say, okay, why you go to the hospital even after you pray it? Well, simple. The reason I went to the hospital to find out what it was that was causing the problem that I was having. Not that, because all the go to the hospital, the doctor, medical profession, all they're going to do is give you a pill. And by them giving you that pill, they are treating a symptom, not the problem. And lots of times when they give you one pill, it creates another problem, and they have to give you another pill for that. So by going there to the doctor, seeing the doctor, because I believe all knowledge comes from God, and the knowledge that's in those person that work in those facilities, works in those buildings, God placed it in those individuals. Therefore, they have a different level of understanding of what I was dealing with than my understanding. But the key thing in that is the fact that I had enough patience to want to go there to listen to what they had to say, number one. And I had the understanding that there is a medical facility, a place that one could go and get clarification as to what one is dealing with. Patient. And lots of times we don't deal with our situation and circumstance with patience or even understanding. We operate from an emotional perspective, emotional about it. And whenever we operate emotionally, we most of the time we sort of overlook or miss out on the solution to the problem. Because we already done figured out, and then we got all the emotion about it, and then we miss out on the results, on the positive side. Because see, if we go back to the Bible, the Holy Book, Genesis chapter 1, the Creator made it clear. He made it clear that one. And he placed everything here with the seed that we would need for healing. And all other things that's here can be used for healing. For example, whenever I was coming up, there were no doctors for people of color. Most of them, they didn't have the funds to go to the doctor. So what happened? The old people at that time, they went to the woods, and they found herbs, or they found a leaf, and they knew how to create medicine, healing, something with healing properties that could promote healing and give you for whatever it was that you were dealing with. But so now we don't have the patience. And whenever we look at things, I have glaucoma because I had used to have bad allergy and sinus problems. And I remember I had Actifed, Sudafed, all that stuff, which now you can buy across the counter. Back then you had to go to the doctor and get a, you pay the doctor. Doctor gave you a prescription. Then you took the prescription to the pharmacist and you paid the pharmacist for a pill. And that pill gave you relief. Well, what happened when Flornase, and I think I've forgotten the name of the other one. When it came out, I got instant. I could take and squirt that in my nostrils, and it seemed like in a matter of seconds, they were, my nasal passage was open up, and I had instant relief. Well, lots of time we don't read. See, again, I lack understanding. Understanding. And also the doctor, my doctor at the time, she cautioned me and suggested I do the saline solution for my nasal problem, for my sinus problem. Well, I heard her, but I wanted instant. It was quick. And by not understanding the side effects of it, and I'm not blaming anyone but myself because I should have read it, the fine, fine print that you just can see, it stated that one of the side effects is glaucoma. And, you know, patience, again, I didn't have patience enough to want to work, just wait for that nasal spray, that saline solution to work. I want it instant. And again, it's lack of understanding. And the scripture is clear what it said. And I will read it again. It said, whoever is patient has great understanding. So I lack understanding. I understood the relief that I received, but I didn't understand what the long-term effect of that nasal spray that I was using was going to have upon my body. And I had to suffer the consequences now. It says, the second part says, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. Well, it wasn't quick-tempered, but it was quick relief. I wanted it. When do you want it? Now. Not tomorrow, now. And then that's the NIV version. The King James version, it says, he that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalted folly. Folly. All I'm saying is the key words there is understanding and patience. And that's what brings us into the truth and into the way that God, Elohim, wants things to be done. You don't run ahead of God. My whole thing is patience. Whenever you are ill, whenever you are dealing with situations and circumstances, and you say that you put it in God's hand, you say that you called on the Creator, and you put it in their hand, and wait, wait, wait. Because whenever we wait, maybe, and remember now, this is a process, healing is a process. But a lot of people have taught us that it can happen overnight. Miracles happen now. You say, you ask God for something now, in the next hour or less, it would manifest itself. Well, I'm one to tell you that for me, it hasn't worked that way. And I've had many miracles in my life. And it wasn't 10 years. And some of the things that I request has not even happened yet, not even materialized. But I haven't given up. Again, that's where the patient comes in, and that's where understanding comes in. Because if one don't understand the process of faith, then one will most of the times miss out on the blessing. Yeah, I say miss out on the blessing because we want to take things into our own hands and because God is moving too slow. Patience. Patience. Think about it from the standpoint of you driving down the road. You see a stop sign. You're in a hurry. You just speed right through that stop sign. And next thing you know, you're crashing into somebody. Or somebody's crashing into you because you were wrong. And you run a red light. It's similar. Because you didn't have the patience to sit there and wait till that light turned green so that you could safely go through that stop, that intersection. Whenever you sit back, you have to understand the process of traffic flow. You have to understand that even before you embark on that journey, if there's some place you have to be at a set time, and you know if you're going across town, you know that you're going to go through some traffic lights. You might not know how many, but you have to figure in that time. So if it's a place that you can go 15 minutes, non-rush hour, well, maybe you need to add 30 minutes to a rush hour because if you got to go through traffic signals, most traffic signals are going to change. Either it's going to be based on the flow of the traffic. That traffic is on a main thoroughfare. They're going to be trying to get people out of a particular area, and the people who are trying to enter into that road, they off that ramp, they're not going to be able to do it as fast as it would be if it was not a rush hour. That's understanding. That's where understanding comes in. And if you don't have the patience, maybe you need to find another route that you can take where you will be able to move faster, if that's the key. Patience. Apply it to your decision-making process. Because see, if we don't apply it and we run the light, you might injure someone, you may injure yourself, you may wind up in prison or in jail on your way to prison because of manslaughter charge that you got because you lack patience or you lack understanding or you lack both. But if you had the patience, understanding goes along with the patience. Biblical principles, biblical scriptures has a purpose. And if we just read it for ourselves and not listen to what other people have to say, and that's why I gave you the chapter and verse, so that you can read it for yourself, not just take what I have to say. And it's Proverbs again, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. And that was the NIV that I read it out of. And then I read it out of the King James Version. Only thing I'm saying is, whenever we look at scripture, you want to be able to apply it to your everyday decision that you have to make. You want to be able to apply it to your decision-making process. And it was interesting, even at the soccer field today, I had 5 young people show up out of 12. We have to play to start the player game, official game. You have to have 7 players minimum, and we play with 11. Well, what we had to do was to allow the other team to start with 7 because they only had 7, and we started with 6. And afterward, the game was started, he pulled one of his players off the field. Understanding and patience. Patience. I had to have patience in the process. Patience to know that if that one player is off, then we are equal. Even though the process, the formation were something that our young people have never played before. But the thing about it is patience, even whenever they score the goal, I had to show patience with my team, my players, so that they wouldn't see that I was getting anxious about their ability to play in that game, in that formation, patience and understanding. And then I understood that, one, if I was that coach, I would keep 7. And I, especially when the other team doesn't have subs, so it was warm out there. We were on a large field. So what happens? Our young people, they got tired. My team got tired. We lost, but they put up a good fight. They played a good game. They showed who they were on that soccer field. But patience again. I had to try and instill patience in them and understanding at halftime whenever I had a conversation with them. Just tell them, be patient. You're going to get a goal. Don't worry about it. Be patient. The formation that you're in is going to protect the goalie. And try to help them to understand you play your position and play your position well. Then you can stop them from even getting to the goal. That's all. I know some people are going to say you're stretching it, not that I'm stretching it, but that's not true. I just ask you to apply the principle to your decision-making processes that you make. And then you tell me whether or not that you've been able to find peace at that. I have to admit, towards the end, my patience sort of ran out because I felt sorry for the poor kids that were out there. My team, because they were tired. And the other team, they had fresh legs because he had 2 persons that he could sub at one time, and we couldn't. So he had fresh legs on the field. I had to help them to understand. My team helped them to understand. Just be patient. The game will be over soon. And, I just want you all to think about patience. Whenever you request something, when do you want it? Even now, when you go to McDonald's, they say it's a fast food place. You go there, you got to have patience now. Going there, why? Why do you need patience? Because they have a staff shortage. You go in some restaurants, even some upscale restaurants, they have staff shortage. It takes longer for you to get service there now. And whenever you walk into these situations now, understanding that's what's happening, You will have patience. You won't get angry. You won't want to leave. You won't jump up, because if you leave that place and go to another one, they have staff shortage. There's not staff shortage just at one place. And because you getting bent out of shape about it, and you getting your physical body is beginning to react to the situation and circumstances that you're dealing with. So now it is getting close to time for questions and response. And if there are no questions or no comments, let me open the mic. There is one. I can see one person has called in from where I am. Let me open the mic and see if they have a question or a comment. Good evening. Do you have a question or a comment? This is the time of the ministry hour. That's yours. It's 'cause the spoken word is only 30 minutes max, and then the next 15 or so minutes is question and answer, interaction with the speaker or the messenger. All right. Well, if you don't have any questions or any comments, I want to thank you for listening. And till next Saturday, we will bid you farewell and shalom.